New York City's former mayor, Rudy Giuliani, remains one of the leading contenders for Secretary of State in the Trump administration. Now, foreign policy is not an official part of the mayor's job, but there were a few times when Mayor Giuliani clashed with visiting diplomats and also foreign heads of state. Here's NPR's Joel Rose.
Before Rudy Giuliani was America's mayor, he was the mayor of New York. Part of the job is to make sure parking tickets get paid. And some of the biggest parking scofflaws in town were the visiting diplomats at the United Nations.
If the United Nations were to leave, the documents say that the property reverts for free to the United States of America.
Things got so heated that Giuliani actually invited the UN to leave town. This was in 1997. The administration wanted foreign diplomats to pay, in some cases, tens of thousands of dollars that they owed in parking tickets.
I would like the United Nations to stay, but I also would like the United Nations and their diplomats to respect, and I underline the word respect, the laws of the city of New York.
Diplomats said they were entitled to immunity. The State Department had to step in to broker a deal. Nicholas Burns was a department spokesman at the time. He now teaches diplomacy at Harvard University.
Where I thought Mayor Giuliani was correct was in sending a very stiff message. You're living in a city of laws.
But there was another incident where Burns thinks Giuliani went too far. The year was 1995. The head of the Palestinian Liberation Organization, Yasser Arafat, was in town to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the UN. Arafat was attending a special concert for world leaders by the New York Philharmonic, and Mayor Giuliani had Arafat tossed out of Lincoln Center in the middle of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony.
There's a difference between the diplomacy conducted at the United Nations and then parties that are given to celebrate. And it would be enormously offensive to the members of my host committee to have either Fidel Castro or Yasser Arafat because of the murder they've engaged in over a period of time.
Not the way most diplomats talk. Pro-Israel hardliners applauded the move, but at a time when the Clinton administration was pushing hard for an Israeli-Palestinian peace deal, it was a big embarrassment for the White House. Former State Department spokesman Nicholas Burns.
Mayor Giuliani was so brusque, so in your face in his treatment of Arafat and others, that it really, I thought, crossed the line of where a mayor of New York should be.
Of course, the event that defined Giuliani's time as mayor and put him on the international stage was September 11th, 2001. Since leaving office, he's run a consulting business working for clients all over the world. Giuliani ran for president himself, and he was an early supporter of Donald Trump. He gave a fiery primetime speech at the Republican National Convention about the threat of terrorism.
You know who you are, and we're coming to get you!
Critics wonder if Giuliani's approach is too aggressive for the nation's top diplomat, but others say
a certain degree of menace can at times be a useful deterrent.
Ruth Wedgwood teaches at the Johns Hopkins University School of Advanced International Studies. She also worked for Giuliani in the U.S. Attorney's Office in New York and advised his 2008 presidential campaign.
He's a very bright guy. He has sort of a pugilistic style. But there are many areas of the world in which being a little bit of a macho man doesn't hurt you.
Still, Nicholas Burns at Harvard would rather see a Secretary of State with more foreign policy experience.
This is the big leagues. It requires a person steeped in history, in economics, in negotiations, with an intimate knowledge of how the world works.
But Rudy Giuliani seems to have Donald Trump's ear and his back. And those may turn out to be the most important qualifications of all. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.